is June 26th on a Monday, and first 6 months of this year have been crazy for me, man. I haven't dedicated enough time to producing enough content, but I know I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and it's time to go hard. First 6 months of this year have been nuts for me. It feels like I've lived 3 years in 6 months. I have done things I've always wanted to do, lost things I never wanted to lose, been places I've always wanted to go, tried things I've always wanted to try. It's been a crazy 6 months. And anyway, you know, the purpose for making this today was to talk about moving mountains, man. And when I say move mountains, I mean using my faith to move mountains. I feel like this year I have had to climb mountains. I feel like I've had to break down rocks on a mountain to create paths for who's going to come after me on a mountain. And I'm continuing to do that. But I desire to have a level of faith with how I live that I can command a mountain to move and it'll move. I can move a mountain with the faith that I have. And faith is everything. It's not just religious, you know, it's spiritual. It's the amount of power you got. Imagine if it was like a frequency, right? Like how impactful a frequency is on everything that it encounters. Some frequencies are so high pitch, it'll break a glass, right? We've all seen the opera singer, breaking glass with the high pitch note. Excuse the vocals. It's been a long day. But ultimately, I think when we live with faith, we live with a certain level of strength. We possess a certain amount of power. We have a certain amount of, let's just call it power. And in the world that we live in today, where a lot of people are powerless, a lot of people give their power over to certain things and companies and conditions and politicians, and you hardly find people that still maintain hope. And hope is great, but we ain't getting high off hope. We're moving forward with power, and that power is our faith. I'm gonna rewind. I'm saying everybody knows that we're all supposed to be made in God's perfect image, right? But if there's man and female, we know that God's image must not be physical. It can manifest itself as physical, but it can't be beautiful or ugly because we didn't see it all. What is God's spirit? I think God's spirit is love, man. I think God's spirit is everything that is good, everything that is strong, everything that is right, everything that is God. And how do you access the God in you? If you made in God's image, how do you reflect that image? How do you show that image? I think it's the faith you have, man. It's the amount of faith you live with. It's how much you believe in yourself. It's how much you believe in others and encourage others. It's the level of power that you live with. You walk around with a certain je ne sais quoi. It's everything. And we don't talk about it. We treat it like it's nothing, but most people don't have it. Remember when you was in middle school and a lot of kids had braces, and braces was like popular, and it was, oh, I got this kind of rubber bands, I got this color braces. And you could have had a nice set of teeth, but because everybody had braces, you might have felt left out. You might have wanted braces, or you might have perfect eyesight, but because everybody got glasses that you're friends with, you want to have glasses. I think those same kids that we were then, we are today. And if right now everybody's got anxiety and depression and OCD and ODD and ADD and PTSD, and we all want to have the same. Even if we got all the power in the world inside of us to overcome anything, if everybody, if having a problem is popular and it's cool, that's what we want to have. We want to blend in. We're afraid of sticking out. We're afraid of ruffling feathers. We're afraid of negative feedback. We're afraid of opinions. We had less than 2% of the country identify as homosexual. We have a Pride Month and start running commercials and putting it in every TV show and making it cool and trendy. And now we got 20% of the country identifying as homosexual. Like saying they experimented, they tried, you know. It's popular, it's cool. Whatever's popular, whatever's cool is what people seem to be about. Whatever's going to make you stand out, whatever's going to make you the oddball or whatever is what people really going to probably tend to shy away from. But I'm looking for people in life that's willing to embrace their differences, that's willing to live with faith, that's willing to create the life they always wanted to live, that know every day I get to decide what I want to wear, how I want to act, how I want to respond, how I want to treat people, how I want to treat myself, how I want to eat, how I want to behave, how I want to sound. We have God in us. I could talk to you in a million voices. I could talk to you from a million different perspectives. I could throw on a million different fits and have a million different looks. If you can change your diet, if you can change your physiological makeup, if you can change your hairstyle, if you can change your perception and your outlook, or you can change the world, you can change anything. You can move a mountain. And most of the mountains that we have in life, they ain't the Rockies, the Andes, the Smokies, the Appalachians. We ain't talking Kilimanjaro. We ain't talking Everest. We talking the spirit that we cower behind, the excuse that we make, the people that we use, and the things that we use, and the talent that we waste, and the stories we keep repeating. Every single day we have an opportunity to change how we live, to live better than we lived before, to try new things. Every single day, our faith is on display. How we walk around, how often we smile, how polite we are to people. How we dress, how we eat, how we maintain our areas around us, what our house look like, how much laundry we got to do, what our car look like, how much trash we got on the passenger seat. Did you hit the gym? Did you cook your food? Did you bless other people? Did you get tired of doing good? Every day we demonstrate how much faith we have. Every day we demonstrate how much faith Wouldn't they be saying, yesterday is history and tomorrow is a mystery? And the present is the present. I say today is just yesterday's tomorrow. All we have is the present. So make the next 6 months of your life the momentum that you need for the next 6 years of your life. Carry it forward. Do the work today, tomorrow, and the day after that until we at the end of the year look back on these last 6 months. 6 months from now, inshallah, God willing, with a sense of pride and know that you put in the work, you believed in yourself, you tried. Bro, you can't do nothing but fail or not try. There's a certain amount of failure required to succeed. And failure is a guarantee if you're even trying to succeed. But if you never try, you won't fail. And if you fail to try, you have no faith. Believe in yourself, man. Believe in those around you that believe in themselves. Be supportive. Show love to yourself first and then to others. Everybody that's going through some tough right now, everybody that's lost somebody, everybody that's lost something, everybody that's confused, everybody that don't know what tomorrow holds, trust God, bro. Trust God's timing. Ain't none of us in control. We could be blessed today and we could feel like, oh, we're cursed tomorrow, but not actually be cursed. This is just tomorrow has enough worries of its own. Be thankful for today. Be present today. Appreciate today. Whether you're at the start of your struggle or you've been struggling for the last 6 months, appreciate today. Try to learn the lessons that you need to learn so you can stop repeating the lessons over and over again. Envelop, develop. Grow. And build up your faith, man. Demonstrate your faith. And about your religion. I can recommend a good one for you if you need, but that's just going to tell you that it's about spiritual growth and development. Practice the way through Yeshua. Know the truth. Move into the light. Spread life. Be love. Move mountains. I love you guys, man. I'm talking to myself first and foremost, always. Never be a hypocrite. Put these words into practice. Show this world what you were sent here to do. Be who God created you to be. Be proud of that. Ignore this, what's going on around you. Stop watching the news so much. The world's been ending since it started. Ain't nothing new. Ignore the distractions. Stay focused on the faith. Peace.